Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 17, 2024. For the sake of your spouse and family. Question: in a family, should both husband and wife work in bestowal? What does that mean? For example, as a woman, I cook for the whole family and take care of everyone. What else could my actions be? Answer: everything you do for your family is your bestowal to them. Question: isn't that considered as natural behavior? Answer: no, nowhere is it said that such behavior is considered natural. Why couldn't the husband do it instead of the wife? It is just the way things are set up, and that is why we think it should be like that, but in reality, it is not. Two completely different people meet, who do not even know each other well, and they start building something together. Each of them should strive to contribute everything he can to this common cause in a way that is enjoyable for the other. Gradually, they learn each other's character, tastes, and everything else. Question: so if I work for the sake of my spouse and family, does that mean that I am working in bestowal? Answer: yes, for women, it is much simpler. Question: indeed, when I work for the family, I feel some self-annulment, and it is not even difficult for me. You once mentioned your wife, who cooked for your teacher, and there was a lot of care and bestowal in this, and he felt it. It may seem like ordinary things, but there is still special effort in it. On the other hand, it seems that reaching something spiritual is somehow different, another action, another state. Or are they not related? Answer: every time you do something, you should include your intention from the start to finish of that action. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. Keep us under the protection of the Torah. All the work is only where there are two ways, as we have found, and he shall live in them, and he shall not die in them. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 188. All the work is only where there are two ways. 2. Question: why is it said that we have two ways? After all, we only have one way, the way of Kabbalah. Answer: the point is that we must observe the laws of the higher world that governs us. Within it, there are conditions that allow transgressing various requirements except for the three commandments. The main one is that the Creator is one, unique, unified, and there is none else beside him. Therefore, first of all, one must adhere to this and work on this commandment. And everything else depends on the states a person inhabits. Therefore, it is written that all our work is only in the place where there are two ways, whether to fulfill the commandments or not. As it is said, and they shall live in them, and not die in them. This means that we cannot approach the sanctification of the Creator in things that do not require it, and the notion of die but not transgress applies only to the three commandments called incest, bloodshed, and idolatry. We find that the first righteous ones gave their lives to fulfill them. That is, everything a person must do, and he stands by it, is to devote all his efforts to fulfilling the commandments or even go even to death. This is our entire work, because at the time when a person must observe the Torah, the heavy burden is revealed, that is, the entire weight of its execution. And at the time when the Torah protects a person, it is not so difficult for him. As it is said, a person's soul shall teach him. When a person moves forward and various means for further advancement are revealed to him, this is called the Torah teaching and protecting him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. The state of Shabbat in the Ten. Question: what is the state of Shabbat, Sabbath, in a Kabbalistic Ten? Answer: this is a state where there is nothing to correct, everything is already corrected, everyone is in complete connection with each other as if you were suspended in the sky. Question: you said that in our world on Shabbat people walk and talk differently. How can we come to such a state where we feel as if we were suspended from the sky? What needs to be done? Answer: indeed, on Shabbat people walk slower, do not argue, do not rush anywhere, and do everything as if they were on vacation. But external, physical actions do not give anything. Nonetheless, in the 10, you should also treat each other with kindness and consideration. You should be help each other and be in contact with each other, and you will gradually feel what kind of atmosphere it is. After all, the feeling that you are suspended from the sky is a state where you do not want to be governed by earthly qualities. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 30, 2024. Writings of Rabash. Why is Shabbat called Shinbat in the work? Read like it is the first time. Question: what does it mean to look at a book anew each time? Answer: it is as if you do not remember at all what you once read and you look at the book like it is the first time. Question: if we have to perceive a text every time as if we were seeing it for the first time, then what about the fact that some passages from the Torah or the book of Zohar pop up in your memory and literally resound in you? Answer: it does not matter. Do not fight it. Everything will settle down on its own and take its place. Question: there are people who speak quotes from sources without using any of their own words or who remain silent. Is it good? Answer: on one hand, it is good if they really know the original sources and can play them back from memory. But beside this, you need to be free and as if travel through all the original sources and be connected with them in many ways. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 29, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Looking in the book again. Check desires. Question: is it necessary to restrict all desires to the minimum, even those that do not interfere with connection with the Ten? Answer: there is no need to restrict anything. Try to understand which desires can bring you closer to the Creator and which draw you away from Him. Check it out with your friends. If desires bring you closer to each other, they will bring you closer to the Creator. Question: how do we determine the required minimum? After all, each person has their minimum. Answer: if you do the right things, you will not have to think about how much you receive and how to receive less. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 27, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. His divorce and his hand come as one. Focus on the most important. Question: you said that as a result of the spiritual work, the ten will become like one body and appear before the Creator. How does this happen? Answer: this is done by the Creator from above. But in order to help Him as much as possible, you must be ready to unite in one desire and strive for one goal. Comment: we try to do this during the lessons and at all our events, but it does not work out. My response: no, it is slowly working out, but it has not yet come to the point where you feel it in your sensations. To speed up this process, you need to focus on making sure that your desires are similar to each other. Question: we compose a prayer every day and tried to build a common desire. Is it better to focus on one thing? Answer: yes, on what is important to us today. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 29, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The path of the Torah is the path of education. Question: can we say that the path of the Torah is the path of education? Answer: of course, the Torah is the teaching about educating a person or, more correctly, a society. We must educate ourselves to be kind, good people who support one another and rise above our physical nature. Question: if a person decides to follow the path of suffering, that is, the natural path of come what may, can he come to spiritual revelation? Answer: maybe, but this is a long path where one will endure great suffering. Question: Does a person have freedom of choice? For example, do I have a choice in the case that I am considering whether I should follow the path of the Torah or the path of suffering? Or do we not have this choice? Answer: everyone has it. Not at every moment in time, but we have it. Unlike inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, a person can choose how to advance. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024.